In Chestertown, Maryland, tomorrow, a few thousand people are expected on the banks of the Chester River to watch the launch of the schooner Sultana. The $2 million project to build the boat began 4 years ago. Residents of the town, school children, and professional carpenters and boat builders from the region have pitched in. NPR's Van Williamson prepared this report.
Here's how you start to build a boat.
The first piece of wood was the keel, the backbone of the boat, which is a piece of white oak about 42, 43 feet long. I think it was 12 by 18 inches when we started to work on it. And then off of that backbone come the ribs, almost like a person.
Yeah, Drew McMullen is director of the project. It's been his full-time job since the beginning.
Then the ribs come up, and then there are two skins. There's an exterior skin of oak, the planking, and there's an interior skin of oak called the ceiling. Only the exterior skin is watertight. The interior skin of oak on the inside of the ribs is for structure and strength.
The Sultana is not your typical backyard boat building project. For one thing, it's a little over 50 feet long and weighs 52 tons. It's modeled after a cargo vessel built in 1768, but it was used by the British Navy to patrol for smugglers along the East Coast. In the mid-18th century, Chestertown was a bustling deepwater port 20 miles up the Chester River from the Chesapeake Bay. Today, it's a popular tourist destination. It's quaint, colonial, and surrounded for miles by corn and soybean fields. Near the middle of town, close enough to the church to hear the bells pealing every morning, the Sultana sits in her boatyard awaiting a few finishing touches and a fresh coat of paint, like an actress in the makeup chair right before her big scene. As a crew swarms over her, hammering, drilling, sanding, and priming, area school kids count the rings in one of the two huge pieces of Douglas fir that will be the masts, now stretched out in the shipyard.
It's like 36, 37, 38, 39.
I think there's maybe 12.
John Swain is one of the shipwrights in charge. He's been building boats for 35 years. It was his idea to build the replica.
I went to Holland and I saw a ship they were building over there called the Batavia that was... They were using it as an educational construction to be educational, as well as just building the boat. And so I found some drawings for the Sultana and came back and said, let's do this one.
So Swain became the builder and McMullen the project organizer. They figured it would take maybe 3 years and $1 million or so. McMullen says they always envisioned using the boat as a learning tool.
We both thought this would be a great way to teach people, both kids and adults, about history and about the environment, to value history and to value in the environment. It's easy for a child to put a value on something like a video game or a bicycle because it's got a price tag on it. But to try to get them to build that sort of sense of value for the for history and for the environment is somewhat more difficult.
They approached the fledgling Chester River Craft and Art Organization for funding, and the project took off. They held fundraisers and sought donations, and the contributions poured in, about half from the region and half from as far away as New Guinea. There are a lot of people around the world who are into wooden boats, no modern fiberglass here, and they love the project. Now, as the boat nears completion, volunteers have done most of the work. Many are retirees, and few of them have had any boat building experience. They're assigned jobs by the shipwrights who oversee the work. The volunteers say it could be anything from painting to heavy lifting, which is part of the attraction.
Protect the boat from lightning. Each mast will have a lightning rod on it, and we're running copper strips down the side of the boat and attaching it to a ground plane.
In the interior, so we can get the primer on, this second coat of primer on back under the transom. And right now I'm helping Josh Herman, who we talked to earlier, and working on this
together. And hold the frames together also. They're made of wood, they're made of Osage orange, same wood as the framing is made of. And I did a lot of work on the rigging.
Big furnace down there to keep the steam tables. Kept that fire up in that real good and did that for a bunch of weeks. And then
volunteers Herb Wilkinson, Bill Leverage, Jim Wagner, and Jack Detweiler are a few of the several dozen volunteers, men and women, kids and adults, who have worked on the boat. Some say they do it for the camaraderie, some for the learning experience, some just for the fun of it. One of the paid workers is the captain, Joya Blix. She's making up dock lines in the lofting room, but soon she'll be driving an unfamiliar boat on its maiden voyage.
A lot's going to be figured out, I think, once we get her rigged, once we get the sails on her, get the lines on her, to really see how she'll work.
Are you excited?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. It's a great opportunity to, for me to also get in on a brand new boat, to be part of figuring it all out.
So now the only thing left is to get the boat to the water. The boatyard, donated to the project by the town, is 3 blocks away. Project director Drew McMullen says it would be hard enough if they could just drive it straight down the street, but they can't. There are some big trees in the way, so the whole entourage will have to detour a couple of times. This morning, a 100-ton trailer will back underneath the boat, jack it up, and drive right out the front of the shipyard. They have to tear down part of the fence and trim a few trees, and then...
And then it'll make its a 5-block journey through the middle of Chestertown. It'll take probably most of the day. The boat is about 19 feet high, which unfortunately is just a few feet higher than quite a few of the utility lines. So we'll have to lose a few of them. The town will have to be closed down, all the cars off the streets, no parking. And if all goes well, we'll leave the shipyard at 9 and we'll end up down by the waterfront at about 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Tomorrow, the boat will be lifted up by a derrick mounted on a barge, swung out over the water, and eased down into the river. Then the masts go up and the bowsprit and the figurehead go on. During the next 3 months, the Sultana will be rigged and outfitted, and she'll be commissioned on July 4th. Her maiden voyage, a 6-week tour of ports on the Chesapeake Bay, begins July 18th. Van Williamson, NPR News, Chestertown, Maryland.